Hello there, this is Jacqueline B on Rules. So I've been thinking a lot about the rules and structure question. The team have arrived here, again, for those who don't know, seven people from different cultures, different backgrounds, arrived in Prague to create a project that we didn't know what that project was, and to somehow work together as a team and then create some useful output for our hosts. And a big theme of the team meetings has been the criticism around lack of structure, that if we had that, or if we had this, or if this was in place, if that was in place, things would be different. Well, what's really interesting is that we really strongly came together as a team, possibly because we didn't have those things in place, possibly because we had the space to create our own structure, to develop ideas amongst ourselves without the restriction of expectation. And where we challenged that, where we butted against that, where we felt it held us back, not knowing. Actually, what's happened is, without that in place, we created our own structure, and at the end of it, that's very close to the end of it now, we've produced two or three tangible outputs that we can feed back and say, here's an idea, here's where we see the gap, here's where we see a potential solution. This is what we think your target market is. This is how we think you can engage with them. These are our ideas for moving things forward. And those outputs are actually over and above the product, if you like, that we thought we were developing and that we are still working on. They are part of the accidental outputs. I like that idea, accidental outputs, that maybe couldn't have come about if we'd had a structure, and maybe couldn't have come about or wouldn't have come about so quickly. Part of the lack of rules and structure made us feel even more thrown together. Did it make us bond better? Because we had to fight for our survival, we had to sort things out. We were like six, seven people thrown into the desert with some strange items that we could, those are the only things we could use to get ourselves out of there. We were like that. We didn't know what we were doing, why we were doing, how we were going to do it. And did that make us bond? Did that make us realise each other's strengths and weaknesses? Because the team's been certainly supportive. People have played to their strengths. People have pushed against their edge. People have not really gone off into little groups, although there's been some individual working, we've felt like a team of people, so much so that we're talking about continuing our work after this as a sort of mastermind. People, well, I know from my own perspective that when I sit in these team meetings, I feel more creative, I spark with more ideas, I've learned what my place is and where I fit, and I've also learned what I can step back and let other people do. And it's as though every single person in the team feels like that. And that to me has been an extraordinary and delightful outcome of this time away.